Thanks for joining us today. We're on air across so-called Australia thanks to the Community Radio Network and support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. First up today, traditional custodians from the Beetaloo Basin region say they are hopeful that the Greens' amendment to Labor's key climate change policy will help them protect their country from fracking. A key part of the deal, amending the Safeguards Mechanism Bill, brings in an absolute cap on emissions for industrial greenhouse gas emitters. Greens leader Adam Bandt told reporters in Canberra the deal puts significant hurdles in the way of new projects like the Beetaloo Gas Basin. Northern Territory traditional custodians have been fighting for years alongside other local community groups against gas companies who've been issued exploration permits to frack in the region. The Wire speaks to Jingali elder and native title holder and Nurralinji care director Samuel Jonimer Sandy to find out more about the community's response to this.
You the location of Beetaloo Sub-Basin. The Beetaloo Sub-Basin is located around 500 kilometres southeast of Darwin. It embraces aboriginal land, pastoral leases, which coexist with native title rights and its interests, agriculture, enterprise, cattle station and remote aboriginal communities. And a number of companies are currently undertaking frack gas drilling in the region, with most of the Northern Territory covered by exploration permits.
So what does it mean for you as a traditional custodian to have this proposal to frack here?
Well, actually, Rob, it's going to destroy everything on land.
And the Greens have reached a deal with the government on their climate change policy. How do you feel about this?
Well, I have pointed out six key points. That we hope the new laws will have the effect of helping us to protect our country from damaging and fracking.
And do you think governments are listening to traditional custodians and Jingali people?
We have constantly told the government we do not want fracking. It will damage our water and country, and we can't take the risk of that.
And what would you like to see governments do right now?
Well, there was a report put out a couple of years ago with the previous government, Morrison government, economic benefits and jobs. There are no jobs and economic benefits like the government and the gas company claim. We haven't seen them and don't think they will come. What we need jobs and support for our community, but we don't want it come from drilling into our country.
What are you hearing from community? What are they saying about what's happening?
Well, already the Northern Territory is getting hotter and hotter, and we can't afford to burn more gas, which will make it worse. That's the reply I'm getting from my people on ground, and they don't want no fracking.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking around to other First Nations lands, what are you seeing in how people are fighting government on fracking?
Yeah, not only us, it's the pastoral leases too, and also the agriculture and enterprises on if they coexist with their native title and its interest. We're getting very worried of being alone. It's hard to not feeling right.
And is there other things you want government to do to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, I hope it stops, but the world is turning towards powering energy with their sun. This is what we need to do in the future. Gas is not what we need it anymore.
Absolutely. And is there anything else you'd like to add on what's going on at the moment?
We probably need more support, love. We definitely need more voices to be heard throughout Northern Territory, also Australia and also around the world.
Jingali elder, native title holder, Nurralinji care director Samuel Jonimer Sandy speaking to The Wire.